It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing good. It was a nice weekend. How much rain did we get yesterday?
1.75 inches here in Madison.
Oh.
4.6 in Milan. 2.5 in Appleton.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so everybody got a little bit of moisture, probably a little more than they needed. But
I planted 4 trees recently, so,
well, they probably could use it.
Could definitely.
I don't know if we need quite that much. We need a little rain, but now it's supposed to be kind of just a pleasant week.
Looks like it's supposed to be a beautiful week.
70s, partly cloudy, and all that kind of stuff, and sunny. So, it'd be a nice week. It'll dry up.
Yep.
So
had a good weekend. Didn't do too much. Went over to friends for a barbecue. That's about it.
I got a couple of grandkids visiting for a few days here, so I'm going to do some entertaining.
Well, that's why you're pounding the coffee, huh?
That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today,
course.
Shall we?
Today we're saluting technician 4th grade Orlin J. Grangs. Orlin was born on September 5th, 1916, passed away on November 7th, 2005. He entered active duty on May 26th, 1942, at Fort Crook, Nebraska, in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 1 year, 6 months, and 13 days later in Fort Dix, New Jersey. He was a radio repairman with the 771st Tank Destroyer Battalion during World War II, and he was an expert with the M1 rifle and a marksman with the 1911 45 caliber pistol. So we thank you, Orlin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Salute to all the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, let's talk about Congress approving the Legion Act. What's that all about?
Yeah, there was a press release on the American Legion's website announcing new legislation that could increase the number of veterans eligible for membership in the American Legion. The U.S. House passed the bipartisan Legion Act on Tuesday, last Tuesday, extending the recognized wartime era back to December 7th, 1941. The Legion Act, which is an acronym for Let Everyone Get Involved in Opportunities for National Service Act, fills the gaps of war eras and redefines the American Legion's membership eligibility dates, beginning with the bombing of Pearl Harbor and continuing until it's determined the United States is no longer at a state of war. President Trump is expected to sign Senate Bill S.504 into law later on, when it becomes law. The legislation opens the door for hundreds of thousands of veterans to access American Legion programs and benefits for which they previously may not have been eligible. The passage of the Legion Act is a victory for veterans who, until now, have not had their service to our nation fully recognized, according to Brett Rystad, National Commander of the American Legion. These veterans and their family members can now enjoy all the benefits of their service, which they so richly deserve. The gaps in the war era were largely during the Cold War, a time when threats to U.S. national security was real, especially to the men and women serving in uniform. Overall estimates show that about 1,600 U.S. service members were killed or wounded in hostile operations during periods that were not previously recognized as times of war by the federal government. Rystad, National Commander, credited members of Congress and the American Legion family members with the successful legislation. Their efforts fulfill Resolution Number 1, which was passed unanimously at the Legion's National Executive Committee last October in Indianapolis. On February 14th this year, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona introduced the Legion Act along with Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Representatives Lou Coria of California and Ben Klein of Virginia introduced similar measures in the House. The American Legion appreciates and supports our representatives have shown the veterans who were previously caught in the gaps. This also underscores the passion American Legion family members have for our nation's veterans. Their grassroots advocacy for this bill has been inspiring. Rystad evoked the memories of the American Legion's founders who launched the organization 100 years ago this year. As we celebrate our centennial anniversary, we hold the same truths that our founders appropriately crafted a century ago. Among those, a veteran is a veteran. It does not matter whether a veteran fought enemies on foreign soil, protected our interests in an ocean far away, or secured our national defense here at home. Their service is what matters most. Now, thanks to this Legion Act legislation, all veterans will be properly remembered for their service.
And that's how it should be.
Yes. So I know there was, to become eligible for the American Legion, there were certain periods of wartime periods you had to serve in between certain dates in order to qualify. Veterans my age, of course, qualify for the American Legion because that goes from the Persian Gulf War to present day because for Persian Gulf War era. Because Congress hasn't set a date that's going to end yet. So, other people that served, during what we used to call peacetime, and during the Cold War, have fallen through the cracks and not been eligible for membership in these service organizations.
Right. No, a lot of the older members are passing on. So, mm-hmm. if the organizations want to continue, you're going to need to.
Absolutely.
Get some young blood in there.
Yep. And we have 6 American Legion posts in La Caprile County. They're located in Bellingham, which is one of our sponsors. And I'm a member of Boyd, Dawson, Madison, Marietta, and Nassau. More information on this, you can go to the Legion's website. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you always have that handy.
You always have it handy for me.
You don't have it on your arm today.
I had to wear
a generic shirt today.
Yep.
A little Under Armour.
Yep. So that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I believe I have membership applications for the American Legion, the VFW, and the Disabled American Veterans in my office.
And if you don't, you can probably go online and get some.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
In the lower level.
Lower level, garden
probably
level.
Probably nice and lush today now after all that rain.
Yep.
But no rain inside.
Yep. Saturday, I looked out at my lawn and said, it doesn't need mowing. I look at it this morning. Yeah, it needs mowing.
I still need to rake up the windrows from the last time I mowed. All right. Well, thank you, Josh, for that. And we will see you again 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Josh Benega with us. That's Info on the Air this morning. You're on Q92, heard every Monday morning at this time. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.